Faraj Aladi, Christmas Lutheran Church member, translated from Arabic by Pastor Munther Isaac, based on Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 5. What a prophet and a prophecy! This chapter is announcing really good news for those who are in the midst of despair and hopelessness, announcing the very near salvation to the people of God and to all nations who believe in Christ and His kingdom around the globe. Nowadays, we live hard circumstances with no shining light in the horizon for ending the oppressions, the epidemic situation, and the homelessness in the Middle East. Verse 1 comes to us as a message of relief and comfort. God will never forget His creation. He loved us despite our sins and abuses. He promised He will never abandon us because He is God of love and mercy. He is a God of forgiveness. God wants us to be free and united, but He asks us to prepare the way to welcome Him in our life and for the coming of Jesus Christ. Let's consider the prophet Isaiah, prophet for all believers in ancient times and in our days. God cares for us. God cares for the poor, the neglected, the needy, the oppressed, and those who are living in miserable conditions. Isaiah spoke to hopeless people and proclaimed the words of God all over the world. His words of consolation are essential for those who are looking for acceptance, justice, and respect, despite of their race, religion, language, and culture. Let's together make the road straight in our daily life. Let's light our lamps justly for the marginalized and ignored communities. To have faith alone is not enough. Good deeds complete strong faith. Now the road is clean, well-prepared, and full of joy to welcome the coming Christ. He is coming with power and glory to strengthen us against evil temptations, to purify us from all sins, to come into His kingdom. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Amen.